This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Arvind Yuvaraj and myself, Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you have a career backup plan or skills in case of unemployment. 018-789-8899 is a number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on the conversation. Participate in our poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We'll get to the figures from the poll and read some of the messages that have come in. But Arv, you are now going to talk to us about the Oscars, right?
Yeah, the Oscars, like a tiny award ceremony that happens like every year. Just small, tiny. Small scale stuff, yeah. Tiny. So the 2021 Oscars was yesterday. For us, it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it was a bit different. I think that's also an understatement. It was very different. You know, they didn't have like playoff music. They didn't interrupt the speeches. You know, people were given time to say what they wanted. And it was a lot more like relaxed and a lot more intimate. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of history was made yesterday. So Chloe Zhao became the second ever woman to win Best Director in history, yeah. And also the first woman of color to get that award, mm-hmm. For Nomadland. And then Minari's Ya Jung-yoon won Best Supporting Actress and became the first Korean acting win in the show's 93-year history. She herself, she's 73 years old. Mm. Surprisingly, and this was like the awkward moment of the night, Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor for The Father, and he beat the late Chadwick Boseman, yeah. Who had been the favorite for a long, long time. And then on Monday, Hopkins spoke warmly of Boseman in a video that was posted on Instagram. So notably, he wasn't at the awards, and that was the last award of the night. Yeah. And Anthony Hopkins wasn't even there to take it. So it kind of, the ceremony got sort of like fizzled out at the end of it and ended on like a very awkward note. Nomadland from Chloe won Best Picture and Best Actress for Frances McDormand, who was and it became like her fourth Oscar win for the actress, so she has four Oscars to her name. Nomadland also won three Oscars overall, which was the most of the night. And then there was Mank, The Father, Tenet, Judas and the Black Messiah, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Soul and Sound of Metal all took two Oscars each. Daniel Kaluuya won his first Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And he gave a very unconventional tribute to his parents. I say unconventional, but it was weird. He spoke about the way he was conceived, which I guess is something for him to be thankful about. You know, this might be a bit TMI, but whatever. It was also a big night for streaming services. So Netflix won more awards than any other studio with seven.
It's happened. You know, yep. You were talking about this years ago and you said that this would happen one day, and it has.
It has. More than any, like literally, the Oscars didn't want to let streaming services into their ranks, quote unquote. And now Netflix has seven awards, more than any other of the traditional studios that were in attendance. Disney Plus and Amazon Studios have got two, and Facebook won its first ever Oscar as well last night. So eventful, but also kind of flat. I think very different, but I think a lot of people were missing the old-timey Oscars, the same old Oscars.
So did everyone show up? I mean, because you say Anthony Hopkins didn't make it, but you know, did he at least show up virtually? How did he give his acceptance speech?
So I think what happened was, and I'm guessing the theory is that everyone was hoping for Chadwick Boseman to win. And if Chadwick Boseman won, then the night would have ended on a very sort of like bittersweet, but a very like poignant note. Because he passed away last year, right?
Yeah.
But there was an upset and it went to Anthony Hopkins. And it was a bit awkward because Anthony Hopkins wasn't there and he wasn't even there to give a speech or receive the award. So what happened was because Best Actor winner last year was Joaquin Phoenix, he had to come and give the award or present the award. So you Joaquin Phoenix is a very awkward character. So you leave someone like Joaquin Phoenix on stage, not doing anything. And then he just awkwardly went, and I'm accepting the award for Anthony Hopkins. And then the music played and the ceremony just ended. And I think people were left a bit like slightly like shell-shocked. And they didn't know what to do. Also because everyone was expecting Chadwick Boseman to win. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's just a lesson. Don't move the brackets around, you know, like leave the best picture as best picture and maybe you'd have a better night.
I was just wondering, because you said earlier that was the last award and usually it's the best picture that ends it, right? Okay.
It was.
And then there, I did notice some photographs on social media. So there was a red carpet event, but I didn't notice any masks. So and was there any like social distancing in the event hall? Like, how did that work? I really need to watch this, right? Do I need to watch this?
No, I don't think you need to watch it. You can watch like clips on YouTube and stuff. So there was like social distance. The nominees were invited, and the nominees were sitting in the not a stadium, but like an auditorium, mm-hmm. Socially distanced tables and stuff. Not a lot of masks on the red carpet, but also a lot of social distancing on the red carpet. And then they invited a few people who were already vaccinated fully, so they were considered safe. I guess some of them tailored their masks to fit with their costumes, which was kind of creative. I guess in like maybe 50 years, when you see these pictures, they will be very telling and very historic. Like, why were they wearing masks at this this award stuff and stuff? But yeah, most of them made it. Some of them did not. So we had a lot of like video calls coming in and video presentations. But yeah, it was a weird, quiet, isolated, socially distanced ceremony yesterday.
Right. The Oscars in very interesting times. All right. Coming back to our top story today, do you have a backup plan or a skill in case of unemployment? Arvind, let's wrap up the poll.
Yeah, so the poll is at 14.9% saying, yes, I do. 29.9% saying, yes, but it's vague. 25% saying, no, we'll figure it out. And no idea at 30%, 29.9% actually.
Right.
Over on Instagram, quickly refreshing, it is at yes, 36%, and no at a big 64%.
Okay, and just a couple of messages to get through. There is one here from 5145 on WhatsApp, who says, right after my retirement from banking, I started my career in providing training to the banks. It's more like a hobby to me, and due to COVID, business for me is much better. We also have a long one, and this is from Anonymous, who said that the voluntary separation scheme monies didn't last her even for 1 year after she left her employer. And she says that she regrets not having a backup plan because competition from young grads as well as those already in the work market, age and overqualification may undermine one's efforts to stay gainfully employed. Furthermore, society at large may also consider us outdated, even though we don't feel so. So that's another issue as well. Thank you for all your messages that have come in. Anything else to touch on, Arv, before we go?
No, just wrapped up looking at Insta messages, nothing new.
All right. Thank you so much for all your messages and for chiming in on our conversation. Of course, our top story today was about your career backup plan. We then moved on to story two.
Story two was about young people don't feel they'll have a better life than their parents.
And of course, we ended with that kind of awkward Academy Awards ceremony yesterday. That do I have to watch or do I not have to watch?
Just two clips on YouTube. They have it covered.
All right. Of course, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. We'll be back again for more Enterprise Biz Bite same time tomorrow. But for now, on behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and myself, Audrey Raj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bite on BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.